live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. As we continue here, taking your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's start with Brian in Minnesota. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well,
hello, Brian.
Hey, I'm driving home in a major snowstorm right now, so if I cut out, it's because I should be focusing on driving.
But, I moved to New Hampshire. It's warm here.
What's on your mind tonight, Brian?
Compared to Minnesota, it's warm. I want to address that emailer as far as anarcho-communism goes.
Yeah, where he calls himself an anarcho-socialist. I'm not really sure what the difference is.
He said a libertarian socialist.
Oh, excuse me, a libertarian socialist. So not sure what the differences really are, but go ahead.
Right, well, I'd like to address, I know the Symbionese Liberation Army, if anyone remembers that from the 70s.
Yeah, didn't they kidnap Petty Hearst?
Yes, they did. They claimed to be of the same ilk as far as anarcho
whateverism
communists.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I'm concerned, if you're an anarcho-communist, if a group of people decide to get together and engage in commerce for profit, then who decides you're not allowed to do that?
Right.
An anarcho-communist system. So
right. To me, it doesn't make any sense at all. You can be either anarcho or you can be communist, but you can't be both.
There is a strange kind of version of anarchy, of an anarchist society that really is a system, but there's no hierarchies, but that's very bizarre to me.
Right. I must admit, I was one of these at one point. I was an anarcho-communist, but what it was is really this fiction in my mind I had created where you would have this, you know, these societies, these little 50,000 people, city-states that would focus on, essentially a division of labor. They would focus on doing certain things. You know, you might have one city-state that makes 7-grain bread and another city-state that grows organic corn, in another city-state that makes Kobe beef, and whatever. You've got all these little city-states that do their little thing, and I suppose one city-state makes the cars so that you can get from one city-state to the next. And it doesn't hold water, because what if you're in the city-state there and you want to do business with somebody else in another city-state? Who's going to stop you? And at which point the whole system breaks down because, well, you can't get people – well, you're supposed to be making 7-grain bread. But you can't go do plumbing, and so it's really fiction. Those people would make great science fiction writers. The world that they imagine cannot possibly exist.
That whole thing sounds very slavish and unpleasant to me. This notion of being shoved into the role that society needs you to perform. You know, and once again, if you're not doing what you're motivated to do, you're not living to your full potential.
And the uniform. Don't forget that you have to wear the uniform.
Sounds like misery. Absolute misery.
Brian, what other thoughts do you have?
Okay, I also had a question. I originally was trying to call about, I really like the idea of a free market for the criminal aspect, and you're talking about paying restitution for committing a crime. So let's take a scenario where you have two criminals. Let's say two people who both committed murder. We're going to say it's the same circumstances. One man is a poor individual who doesn't have much money, and that person kills someone, and he has to pay restitution. And now let's take someone like Bill Gates. He has to pay restitution. So if that person kills an individual, if they both of those people kill someone in the same circumstances, does the poor person have to pay exactly the same amount as Bill Gates pays?
I don't know. What would the market decide?
Pay $1 million restitution, yeah. Then can Bill Gates walk around popping off anyone he wants and pay $1 million restitution?
Well, Bill Gates is probably going to get somebody defending themselves against him if he just keeps trying to pop off a bunch of people. He's going to run up against somebody with a gun and they'll take him out.
I'm curious what your alternative solution is, because you know,
I'm just asking a question.
Yeah.
My suggestion there, what I would say there is that what would the marketplace decide? I don't know the answer to the question. There would be private justice, and there would be a decision made based on what the market was demanding.
Well, the other thing you have to look at is why would Bill Gates kill some schleb like you or me?
Like, what I know. I'm not saying it would happen. It was just I'm curious.
Because he could afford it, Mark. He went crazy, and he knows he could afford
it. I'm looking at this. Bill Gates is likely going to kill somebody who has a great deal of net worth because those are the people that he associates with. And so, therefore, he would have a commensurate amount that he would pay for. The most, if you look at it, essentially people kill people inside their class structure, and that's – so, therefore, it's commensurate. However – What's the difference today? Can't Bill Gates really? Now think about it. Can't Bill Gates go to?
He can afford a good lawyer.
Yeah, I mean, look at OJ. Now.
OJ, yeah,
I mean, right.
Can't look Bill at Patty Gates, Hearst.
What's that?
I said, look at Patty Hearst. She.
I don't know the story.
Had
really.
Bank robbery, and then she basically paid Bill Clinton to get pardoned.
I think that restitution is largely misunderstood. What you're doing when you try to make restitution for some sort of crime is you're trying to get right with your community again. And it's something that's actually tangible and makes sense as opposed to some arbitrarily handed down punishment. And you can't just turn around and keep doing the same bad thing over and over again. It's going to get harder and harder to make restitution.
Well,
I mean,
right.
Someone who's poor and does something horrible, I think that the whole point is that the community, your community might, your community is going to decide whether or not to accept you in that community, whether or not to do business with you, whether or not to be charitable towards you if you need it,
sure.
Things like that. So you're facing ostracism or violence.
If right, it's not just money.
Someone might come after you in retribution, and you're doing restitution so that they will be, so that they won't feel that vengeance towards you and
sure,
avoid
the,
violence.
The first time if somebody commits a murder, and see, a lot of murders are committed as crimes of passion, where they perhaps maybe never really intended to kill somebody, but then something snapped or whatever. And you apologize and you make restitution and you change your life, then people are going to, over time, they're going to forgive you for that. If you go out and then you apologize and you kill somebody else, then you're wearing your welcome pretty thin there.
Exactly.
And they're only going to put up with that for so long. And like Dale said, there could be retaliation. Certainly people are going to know that you're a dangerous individual. And of course, there's also the chance that if you are a danger to other people, if you aren't, if you don't show that you are sorry for what it is that you did, and you just, if you continue to be violent and dangerous, then that's, I think, reason enough for somebody to take you and put you in a cage. I think that if you are a constant danger to the people that you are around, then
and
I think that there's nothing wrong with putting somebody like that into a cage.
And it might be, and I could see a lot of the cases where someone is put in a cage, as he calls it, it's families, loved ones, charities, churches who are making these humane jails that are nothing like our state prisons, and those are to protect people from retribution and violence and to prevent violence because someone maybe really did do something really awful, and when you're putting someone in and when you're restraining someone like that, you're doing it to avoid further violence, to keep them from hurting someone else or to keep someone from getting retribution on them. So,
Brian, any other thoughts?
I know that answers my question.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Joe in New York. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hello?
Hello, Joe.
Hi, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Not much. Let me preface what I'm about to say by saying that I am debating relocating to New Hampshire, and my college years were chock full of arbitrary suppression of expression. So keep that in mind when I bring up what I'm about to bring up.
Okay.
I've by happenstance happened upon the so-called Free State Movement on YouTube. And I'm calling in that regard. I'm calling to ask, why do you think that airing your agenda in traffic court proceedings or in arraignments or things like that is the best way to air your agenda? It just seems a little frivolous to me.
I'm not sure I understand what you mean by that.
Is I understand that you believe very firmly in accountability and those ideas and of a fair trial, but if you feel affronted by some of the rules of procedure in New Hampshire's courts, why haven't you gone to court and sued over them, alleging that your rights as a citizen under the federal and New Hampshire constitutions have been violated?
I don't know. We'll come back and talk about it. Hang on, Joe. More with you and your calls about anything. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. Over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Well, shouldn't your business email be more secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's both private and confidential, and it's guaranteed. You go over there and get a free account today at PrivacyHarbor.com because normal email is not secure. PrivacyHarbor.com.
All right, 800-259-9231, continuing here with your calls. We'll talk to Joe in New York. Actually, we're going back to Joe in New York. You're back on Free Talk Live.
Hello again. I'm glad you guys didn't cut me off. I was worried for a minute there.
Can you just recap your question for us here?
Yes. I'll go back a ways. I trolled YouTube, and I came upon the New Hampshire Free State Movement and how they videotaped some of their interactions with New Hampshire's constabularies and courts.
Yes, sir.
And they videotaped it. And my question is, why does the Free State Movement seem to air their political agenda in things like traffic proceedings? It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, because it would seem to me that
Joe, for a point of clarification, when you say air their political agenda, what do you mean exactly?
Well, all right, there was one that I saw in particular, and maybe it's not airing a political agenda. There was one gentleman in particular I saw who was speeding through Walpole, New Hampshire, was brought to trial in Keene District Court, acted in his own defense, and in his closing statement seemed to imply that his beliefs as a free stater exempted him from paying the fine.
That would be Nick Ryder, who is not a free stater, and he was saying that he wasn't going to pay the fine.
He's a New Hampshire native who is a liberty activist.
Right, and he's involved. Right. And I'd like to make the point here, Joe, before we go on, that the Free State Project so far has had 666, disturbing number, movers to the state out of the 20,000 that will one day move. And some of them choose to do this activism in courts and that kind of thing. The vast majority of them choose to do their activism more on a political level, and I would consider myself a member of, you know, the larger sort of group that chooses not to get involved with the cops in that fashion. But my partner here, the two of them actually, are more of that ilk, so I'll chime out at that point. I just want to make it clear that Free State Project isn't doing anything.
I'm glad you said that. I was going to say the same thing.
People that are.
Okay. I was going to say the same thing, Mark. Let's please talk about individuals. Don't make sweeping statements about what the Free State Project is based on what Nick Ryder decided to do. And but I would say, once that's been said, that that's not what Nick Ryder said. Anyone, if you see someone going into court and saying, I'm not going to pay this fine, they understand that they're likely going to be put in jail or something like that. They don't want to fuel, they don't want to give money to that system. They don't believe anyone should have to pay that fine. They just happen to be the one that's standing up for themselves.
And I think it's heroic. I think that that it's awesome what people like Nick Ryder have done in refusing to obey. I mean, what is your disagreement with that?
Well, it's not disagreement. It's confusion. And that comes from perhaps a bit of my background. I'm a student of the Constitution and of constitutional law, and it's been my understanding that courts are meant to provide a venue for redress by individuals against majoritarian tyranny. I apologize for making a broad and sweeping generalization, though.
No problem at all, Joe, and it's understandable. Have the courts been successful at that, Joe, even a little bit?
I would charge that they have in my home.
Sorry.
Hear me out. Hear me out.
I'll hear you out. I just don't believe it. I mean, like, you know, I see that the courts are, you know, when you look at this jury of your peers nonsense, my experience is that they want very badly to get out of there, and they say make whatever sort of status judgment that they have to make to get things moving.
They're also told exactly how to come to their decision. The decision is practically made for them. You're just here to confirm what we want you to say.
Judges uphold the law as opposed to the individual's rights every single time. I mean, it's my right not to have to pay taxes. Right? It's my right to smoke marijuana, right? But what judge is going to back me up on that?
Well, they also make it up, too, as they go along.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. In my home state of New York, our state's highest court, the Court of Appeals, has a long and proud tradition of reading its state constitution to protect more rights of the individual, especially in criminal proceedings, than the federal constitution does. As a matter of fact, in 2006, the recently retired Chief Judge, Judith Kaye, in her her dissent in the gay marriage case, said, "We have taken a bad step backwards by not recognizing gay marriage in our state because we have this long and proud tradition of recognizing more constitutional rights in our state." I don't know what New Hampshire does, but it would just seem to me that if you have these concerns, though, about accountability or about being able to film court proceedings, you should take it rather than to the traffic court judge on Washington Street to the Superior Court and make a claim under the New Hampshire Constitution.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm looking forward to having you come here to New Hampshire so you can do just that. You can show us all how to do it. How about that?
Give me a couple years on that one. I'm not a lawyer yet.
Okay.
I agree with him that that is the method. I agree with Joe that that's the proper method to go about it. However,
to sue the state, you mean?
Yes. However,
now via the state.
Right. Do you have that kind of money?
Right. That's the issue. Is I simply cannot go. Like, I don't know how. There's no lawyer who's going to do it for free.
Right.
I don't have the time or the money to sue the state in order to get cameras in the courtroom when that doesn't really affect me and I'm not one of those people. I mean, the state loves to have you spend thousands of dollars on an attorney and then dismiss you because you have no standing. It's their favorite little thing to do. The only thing that I can do is walk in there with a camera and say, "I'm not leaving.
Right.
Throw me in jail.
They're bringing they brought that fight to Nick Ryder, and they brought that fight to David Cruz, and they brought that fight to, you know, Lauren Canario, to all these
and David Manning,
all these people that have said, "I'm not participating with this. I'm not going to be your piggy bank. I'm not going to fund you. You can do what you want to me. Throw me in a jail cell, whatever you want to do." The state brought that fight. Those people were not out there agitating.
Those are not
for that.
People that or have a huge amount of means.
Well, that's exactly that. It's a tremendous amount of money to justice is expensive in this country and in possibly other parts of the other countries as well. But it's expensive, and you're trying to play a game where the other team, their coach, is also the referee.
Yeah. So the referee and all the money that's spent in the game comes out of your pocket.
Right.
Because the fact is, you know, when you go to court, you're liable for their court costs and all this other stuff, and they're not liable for any of their own because they'll just tax people for it. You know, it's a stacked deck, and I think it's a wonderful that in the Supreme, you know, the New York Supreme, or you know, the New York Appellate Court there, or whatever their version of the Supreme Court is, that you can go take it all the way to the end there and get a nice dissenting opinion that agrees with you after you've spent $100,000 to lose.
Well, even on something where that it didn't cost a lot of money, Nick Ryder submitted a petition to the Judicial Review Board about Judge Burke and Keene, and they kicked it back after a couple months and told him, Judge Burke did nothing wrong by losing control and going, you know, just out of
no
his mind. Right. They said he did nothing wrong. So he went through the system. He used the system to try to correct the system, and it failed miserably. Luckily, he didn't throw thousands of dollars into it. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage freeze barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They are yours for free right there on the front page at freetalklive.com. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Continuing with your phone calls about whatever you want. To the amp line, we go to Ivy in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Ivy.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Hey, just super. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to respond a little bit to some of the questions Joe had. First, he asked, why do we seem to air our political agendas in traffic proceedings, and why not bring up suits in Supreme Court against the statutes? Well, I mean, to bring up a case like that in Supreme Court does cost a lot of money, and that's what you guys were saying. And in traffic court, they're bringing the case to me, and I can then argue against the constitutionality of that particular statute right then and there. And then appeal and whatnot is really on their dime, not mine.
Yeah, they're not real fond of that whole constitutional argument in traffic court, we found.
Yeah, I know, but it's a start. And if you have no money, and you have no money, as you were saying, to afford a lawyer, it's where you start. And realistically, if you get the case law to say XYZ statute is unconstitutional, they can't enforce it anymore. It's done. There is no repeal it this year and next year's legislator puts it back into effect. It's done. You cannot enforce another. You can't put another law on the books for the same thing.
Right, like the way they can't bring slavery back. It's done.
Additionally, he was saying how the New York courts recognize that its own constitution provides greater protection than the U.S. New Hampshire agrees with that as well.
I wanted to say that I didn't get a chance to stick that in there, but our constitution is a lot more respects, at least by wording, respects liberty even more than the national one.
Absolutely, and the New Hampshire court agrees with that too. Also, he was saying about the, getting the cameras in court. I'm actually doing a lot of research on that now to hopefully get some of these motions to some of the cameramen that are out there that are trying to get press cameras in, into court. And, as a matter of fact, Jeremy might be mad for, at me for announcing this a little early, but we're going to be opening up a new website called NHCLOG. That stands for Courtroom Legal Opposition Group. And that will be a bunch of research on these type of things, and we'll put together some basic motions for cameramen to
file. Oh, that's fantastic.
And stuff like that, and just basic motions on different traffic violations to get things dismissed, and different you know, motions for suppression, and just different basic
stuff. I think that's great. Something that somebody could just plug into and get
exactly.
a real basic understanding of what they can do, what their options are in a courtroom
Absolutely.
Situation. Because, I mean, the reality of the situation is most people can't afford to hire a lawyer, and
Absolutely.
They have no idea what the legal situation is in the courts. They don't know what the rules of the court are. I mean, as we saw
exactly.
yesterday when a couple of Free Staters were on trial in Milford, they didn't know that there was apparently some mandate that they had to give their witness list
right.
7 days
exactly.
in advance.
And the ridiculousness is that the state has the exact same mandate, and in fact, the state has to give 14 days notice,
and
not
didn't.
Just 7, and the state doesn't do it. So they can argue to get the defendant's witnesses thrown out.
The defendant's
out.
Responsible for coming and getting it, apparently, on their own time. Meanwhile, the prosecutor's getting paid
no,
for
it. No, it said they had to
work.
Send it to them.
Oh,
I looked
really?
At the,
no,
the state
oh,
rules.
That
okay.
part, yeah, is I mandatory.
Take that
and
back.
But because they didn't know that, they didn't say anything right. about it in court. They had no idea. So you're talking about
exactly.
creating a resource
right,
for people to go to.
We're supposed to use these courts
exactly.
with these judges that choose to you know, arbitrarily decide who has to follow these rules and who don't. The judge knows that the prosecution had to send that list in 14 days in advance, but he didn't enforce it on them, but he did enforce it on the Free Staters.
Exactly.
Because the courts
because
are
the
corrupt.
Free
and
you didn't say anything, right.
The idea of using the courts in order to stop the government seems ludicrous to me, but the other thing is, traffic court is a revenue-generating machine for the government.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you can
yeah.
throw monkey wrenches into their revenue-generation machine, sooner
Mark.
Or later,
yeah.
they'll throw off the switch and they'll stop
that's
harming
right.
people.
Well, and that's
it.
The other
right.
thing about traffic court. A lot of people say, well, it seems so silly to oppose wearing a hat in court or making a U-turn on a certain street and opposing the fine.
I agree.
But the thing about these cases is it shows how petty the state is being. It shows how all this effort is being spent on trivialities.
Well, I don't think
it shows them to be very tyrannical. I
right.
think it's a good thing to oppose those.
You're right.
Those
I don't think
this,
silly.
You know.
I don't think it's
exactly.
silly at all. You've got to put your foot down because the more silly rules that you accept as okay, the more they're going to pass. What? The more they're going to control you.
That's exactly the point. Someone says it's silly for someone to wear their hat in court, but it's sillier when they make a huge deal about it.
On top of that, though, if you go into court and the fine is a $60 fine, even if you're found guilty, but you've wasted 3 hours of their time actually just standing there and defending yourself, how much money did they just spend trying to prosecute you?
Yep, that's the monkey wrench I was talking about.
$60.
Yep.
So this new website is not open yet. You're kind of hinting at it. It's coming soon.
Yeah, it's NHCLOG, C-L-O-G, I think it's .com, and it should be up pretty soon.
Are you, have you talked
you
to...
Mean, somebody didn't snatch up the NHCLOG URL already? I can't believe it.
No, Jeremy grabbed it the other day, and we've got it mostly together. It's actually up. You can view it. You
yes.
just can't log in or anything yet.
Excellent. Have you talked to Sam about this from the Obscure Truth Network?
I haven't been in touch with Sam. I am so looking forward to meet Sam next Wednesday at the rally, the HCR rally, and Sam's my hero. I love
great.
Him. He's great.
It sounds like
Phil has head up. He already thinks he's the Free State Messiah.
It sounds like you guys really have something good that you're putting together here, and I think it's something that he would definitely be interested in contributing to. And, of course, as more people have gained more experience in the courtrooms in New Hampshire and learn what works and learn what doesn't, it'll, I'm sure, expand out into quite a resource.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be yet another resource that just doesn't exist in any the other 49 states.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Hey, Ivy, thanks for the call and the update on that. And let us know
Thank
when this website is really ready to launch out there.
Sure will.
Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. This, again, activists helping activists move ahead into the voluntary society. It's coming, and the more people we have here in New Hampshire, the faster it is going to occur, the faster those changes will happen. They have to, something has to change, because the numbers of people that are moving here and willing to that are willing to stand up for their brethren, their liberty-minded friends, it keeps growing, and something has to break. Something has to change.
Yeah, I mean, currently we have a big, expensive, broken system that is just milking the taxpayers and the citizens of New Hampshire just dry, and, you know, all over America. The fact is, you know, it's everywhere. You can't leave America and get to a freer place. There, you know, even if you look at the Heritage Foundation's list of most economically free places, you're not going to find too many places that are more free than America, and then if you add social things in on top of that, this is one of the freest places in the world, and it's an arduous police state.
We continue with your phone calls, going to KBYO. Listener John Paul is on the line in Louisiana. Hello, John Paul.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was wanting to talk about the fairness doctrine. And the way I see it, it's not really fair at all, because of its McCarthyist tactics that it uses in destroying those who don't really agree with all the higher-up collective minds. It doesn't agree with what those collective minds dictate, and so the fairness doctrine would be basically using McCarthyist tactics to shoot down those who disagree with those collective minds.
Well, I saw something come through the news today in the talk radio world. Apparently they tried to bring back the fairness doctrine as an attachment to some sort of bill at the national level recently. I guess it was today or yesterday or something like that. And it apparently went down in flames, something like 80-13, or it wasn't a very close vote at all on this particular issue. That's not to say it won't come back in another form. It's not to say they won't write up the, you know, Radio Localism Act and start mandating more things that they've never mandated on radio stations before, but as of right now, it looks like the fairness doctrine is not coming back. So that's good.
That stays gone.
Thanks for the call tonight. Let's continue and talk to Dave in Athens, Ohio. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. A couple of things. This will be the last time I call for a while, because I'm going to get a job and go back to calling.
Well, that's good news.
But I got a couple points I want to make.
Well, okay. Well, if you can make one in a short period of time, we'll come back and bring you back for another one. Go ahead.
Okay. Did you hear about what happened with the guy that I hit saving the two elderly ladies?
I got the story in my show prep right now.
Well, tell me about it in a moment. Hang on, Dave. We'll bring you back here. 800-259-9231. Try to sneak your call in as well in these remaining moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. We'll try to sneak your call in here in the remaining moments. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if you like that and you want to help us out, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board. You get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue, Dave is in Athens. And, Dave, you mentioned there's some sort of news story about an old lady car accident. What was it again?
Well, it's messed up. I could tell you about this, but the bus driver was helping two little old ladies across the street, and the truck comes down the road, and it starts plowing into the ladies and the bus driver and the guy, other guy helping, pushing them out of the way, and they got ticketed for jaywalking.
So he saved an old woman's life?
Two
old women's lives.
Well,
the highway patrolman ticketed them for jaywalking.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, it's one of the craziest stories we've ever had on this show. I can't believe we haven't managed to get to it, but it's just nuts. It just goes to show how they're out of control. They're out of control. Some police officer thought it was a good idea to give this guy a ticket.
And the second point, you asked this question last night, Ian. What happens to children before the age of accountability if they pass away? Well, they go to heaven.
All right. Yep. Thanks for your answers and your call tonight. 800-259-9231. What was the one story we had a while back about the guy that he rescued somebody who was drowning in a river and the police ticketed him for something after the fact? I forget what it was, but it was almost as cold and callous as the story about the old ladies.
It's nuts. I mean, I can't remember what the story was either, but I remember the feeling of it, and I got the same feeling with this one.
Yep.
Is, you want to reward heroes, you don't want to punish them. And it looks like that's what we're trying to do here with our, you know, traffic laws and that kind of thing. I mean, is jaywalking really such an offense that you, you know, you need to give somebody who, you know, got hit by a bus a ticket? I think that the bus itself is whatever punishment one might need for jaywalking, right?
It seems like the cops are in this mindset of that they have to follow the letter of the law. They're not supposed to make judgments. They're not a judge, right? So they're not supposed to make judgments. So they just hand out the tickets and it, exactly according to the letter of the law. I guess that's the mindset is what I'm saying. I'm not defending it at all.
I understand, you know, I mean, I can understand it to some extent that they can't make, you know, some decisions that they have to follow the law to some extent.
But they can always choose. The cop can always choose to enforce the law or not. There are very few instances in which they are mandated to follow their to enforce every single law. Very few of them.
Well, when you say mandated, what you mean is that they could get fired for it. That's not a mandate.
Well, shall versus may. There are certain things, from my understanding of having had discussions with law enforcement officers. In many cases, the laws do not mandate that the cops have to enforce them. There are certain ones where they use the term shall. So apparently in the law, the police officer shall do things. That means they pretty much have to. But in most cases, they have the option. They always have the option. So we continue here with your calls and talk to Matthew in California. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, gentlemen. Let me do a quick recap for you. I'm the San Jose State student who's doing a couple interviews for my class project, and this is the fourth part of the series, so I'll get right to it to save you time.
Okay.
Knowing what you know now, what would you do differently regarding your early career?
Knowing what I know now, what would I do differently? We're talking about talk radio specifically here, right? Not just radio,
yes,
but talk radio?
Talk radio, yes, sir.
Knowing what I know, what would I do differently regarding my early career? I can't say I would do anything differently. I feel like I have no regrets about how I've done Free Talk Live. And, I mean, maybe submit a demo earlier than we did.
Yeah.
Because we did a year. It took us a year into the station being a talk station. It flipped from our original station we were on, flipped from being a rock and roll station to a talk radio station. A year later, we then made the pitch, or I made the pitch for Free Talk Live at that point. So maybe doing it 6 months sooner might have helped. But then again, the ratings weren't necessarily there 6 months sooner. So, again, no real regrets on my part.
Same here. Mine's sort of that same scenario. I didn't... I sort of quit Free Talk Live early on. I was told that I either had to choose between becoming the local sales manager of the station that Free Talk Live was on or leave the show. I couldn't work for another radio station, which I was as a salesperson, and do the show on the station.
Conflict of interest.
Yeah, it was conflict of interest, and something had come to a head, and they just said, you know, you got to go if you don't make the choice. So I chose to stay at the station I was at and go off the air on Free Talk Live. They fired me, and bam, you're out the door. So I've always kind of regretted that, but at the same time, if I would have stayed on, then, you know, things would what if I was able to stay on as the sales manager and I managed to make the revenue come in for that
station to make the station work,
then Free Talk Live would have never gone freelance, and then we would have never, you know, we wouldn't gotten syndicated certainly in the same manner. So, you know, in that way,
it all worked out perfectly.
Yeah,
it really did.
I guess, and also, Ian, if you would have submitted your air check even right away for it, you know, the first year, the first 6 months, whatever, if you would have done that, then the ratings that Free Talk Live has always gotten might have made a difference for that station staying on the air. What if that station had stayed on the air? Then, you know, we would be in the same boat. I guess the biggest regrets I've ever had doing the show is, you know, dropping cuss words on the air.
Okay. I remember that, actually. You got banned for that show. Okay. What accomplishment in your career are you most proud of?
I love the little trophies they give us for the podcast awards, and the Heavy 100 obviously is the big one, but I do love a little trophy.
I met Julia through this show.
Okay. Well, you can't do better than love, so. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen, and I'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Always good talking to you, Matthew. Thank you for the call. We continue with Jesse in Kansas. Jesse, you're on Free Talk Live. Jesse in Kansas, going once?
Yeah.
We have Jesse. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air, Jesse. What's on your mind tonight?
Actually, I was going to talk about universal health care, but then the guy said the jaywalking thing, and I just wanted to share a quick story.
Okay, sure.
my dad was actually hit by a train once, and then afterwards, the train company tried to get them to use a law called delaying the progress of a train on him.
Hmm. So he got hit by a train, and they wanted to put him in jail for it.
Yes, because he delayed the progress of the train.
Wow. Yeah. By how much?
I'm not sure.
I was just wondering.
doesn't seem like a guy that weighs 200 pounds could delay a train very much.
Yeah. They had to scrape him off the front of the train.
Though. No, he probably lived. He probably just got pumped by it.
But anyways.
Yes, sir.
There was a man earlier on here, or you read him, actually, the gay person from Canada.
Yes.
Talking about universal health care. And while I don't believe that universal health care is the solution, I do know that our health care system right now is completely flawed, and the free market actually won't solve it because there's no free market in America.
Well, the free market would solve it if we had a free market.
Right, yeah. The free market in America won't solve it because we don't have one.
There's corporatism in America. Free market, people would be able to say, no, I'm not going to pay that much, but they can't.
You're absolutely spot on. The fact is, a lot of people are confused. They believe that America is a free market. They believe that there is a free market in healthcare, and nothing could be further from the truth. The American healthcare system is mostly socialized. It is, and when I say mostly, I mean over 50% of the dollars spent are spent by governments. And that doesn't even include all of the regulations and just the insanity that surrounds actually trying to do healthcare within the governmental structure that has been provided. So getting away from all that and moving toward the free market and allowing consumers to choose and allowing people to compete and eliminating the sort of the monopoly privilege that doctors have, where nurses can't perform the same duties that doctors can do and things like that.
Well, they can, they just may not.
Right. Mm-hmm. So there's just so much that needs to change, and once it does, then we'll have true competition and innovation in a free marketplace in healthcare, lower costs, and more choices in the marketplace. And it could be wonderful, it could be great, but we got a long way to go before we get there.
Yeah, we do.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. I really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, I want to remind you to visit Dale's website, anarchyinyourhead.com. Comics published on Friday as well as Wednesday, so twice per week, plus great articles that he writes as well. Of course, Dale, you also post your articles, thankfully, and you don't have to, but you do this. You post them over at Freekeen, which helps make Freekeen a better website, freekeen.com, which is, of course, someplace I post things from time to time. I've got some video footage I need to get up there, but just haven't gotten around to editing it. Anyway, it has been Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
We will return tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.